top of the fifth. A full count. Meeks sets high and a swing and a miss up top. Duffy goes down. Mason Meeks records his fifth strikeout of the afternoon. That's the second time Duffy has struck out swinging on both of his at-bats. So top of the order with Ty Johnson, who's one for two, grounded out to second and got a base hit in the left field. Ty Johnson. So Johnson, the left-hander, headed to Baylor next season. He checks swings and goes in for a fastball that paints the zone for a strike. 0-1. Two down. Meeks will come set. He turns his body, a quick leg lift, and a swing and a pop-up. Out of play and fouled off. No balls, two strike, two down. Mason Meeks has gone 4 2/3 inning, 74 pitches, five hits and a run allowed, but also five strikeouts. A two strike count to Johnson and goes right down the plate for strike three. Meeks fired up about that one. Johnson goes down. That's his sixth strikeout. As the Raptors, though, they get on the board. They trail 6-1 now. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Raptors get on the board. They cut five-run game as Carl won both times. So Negrete will set in and fire the first delivery right down the plate, and it goes in for a strike. So Springer's been disciplined at the plate with two walks. Mekhi Negrete kicks high, winds, and delivers inside and goes in for a strike. Just paints the zone. It's a changeup that time. 0-2. Negrete has allowed a hit, two runs, but has acquired a strikeout. He'll set the 0-2 count. And up and outside for a ball. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes on Gabe Springer, the Boulder, Colorado native. Mekhi Negrete looks in with the ball in his glove. He's got a long stare at home. He's got a wide stance right in the middle of the rubber. He winds, and it's a fastball. Up above the corner, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes here on Springer. Negrete, the quick wind and the slow release, but it goes in And a foul this time once more. Negrete with the ball in his glove. And he's got his shoulder square to the plate. He looks in once more. Sets. And the fifth delivery and a swing and a bouncer. That stays fair, but just pulls out on the right field line before the first baseman Gervich can get to it. It was fair for a couple of feet, but nonetheless drifted off on the first base line. Bottom of the fifth inning. Kalamazoo. They struck early, two runs in the bottom of the first. They got four runs in the third, thanks to a three-run RBI triple from Tolley. Rafters got one back here, top half of this inning. A 2-2, and a swing and a low fly ball that drops into the left center field gap. Gallison there to cut it off, but nonetheless, a base hit for Springer. So Kaysen Taggart, 0-for-2, struck out swinging and flew out to left. Kalamazoo up to seven hits now. They've really capitalized on their hits. Taggart out of the Pacific Northwest from Everett, Washington. Negrete low for a ball. 1-0 count. At first, Stan Springer. Negrete with the ball behind his back. He looks over at first. And a swing and a bouncer over to Broussard, charging it at second. Steps on the bag and looks to throw to first, but can't get it off in time. As Springer gets out at second, but Taggart gets on base with a fielder's choice. So one out for the Rafters, bottom of the fifth. Anthony Stephon started his day off with a two-run RBI single and also got a walk as well. So he's been a big key to their success today. And Stephon, the left fielder, been playing well on both sides of the ball. All one down. Negrete looks at first and throws now to Taggart. One out. Anthony Stephon, the Virginia Cavalier, will hit a bouncer right field side. And once again, fouled off. No balls, a strike with one down. Anthony Stephon, the left-hander, lefty on lefty. And a line drive up the middle. Johnson there to make the grab to cut it off, but it goes in for some green space in for a base hit. That's the eighth hit. Anthony Stephon just been so big for them. 2-for-2 with two RBIs. And another guy that has really caused a lot of problems. Banks Tolley batting in the seventh spot. A base hit and a three-run RBI triple. One down, runners at first and second. Negrete, the ball in his left hand behind his back. He now puts it in his glove, glances at second and the first offering. Bounces low. Duffy there to stand up quickly. Stephon at first, Kaysen Taggart at second. Kalamazoo right now, they have all the momentum. Bottom of the fifth, two away for Wisconsin Rapids, the 1-0 to Tolley outside on a fastball, 2-0. Goes up above the right corner. Two balls, two strikes here, one down. Negrete, the third delivery, and a swing and a bounce that goes to Conniff at second. Underhands it to Broussard and the throw to first. So Broussard does well to step on the bag and tosses it on to first for a double play, a 4-6-3 double play, something that we've seen so often, and especially between the chemistry of Conniff and Broussard. So a 6-1 lead for Kalamazoo. We head to the top of the sixth on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the top of the sixth we go. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Glad you're with us here on this Sunday afternoon in Kalamazoo. Rafters trail 6-1. They got a run in the top of the fifth as Jorge Tegatti, he's 0-2. No balls, a strike. As Tegatti pops it away, right side, 0-2. Tegatti, the third baseman. And on the mound once more is Meeks, nearing his 78th pitch. And the 0-2 and a swing and a bouncer over to Godbout at shortstop. Scoops it up in the throw to first. He is right on time. So Godbout doing his job, and Tegatti grounds out for the third time today. Every time he's grounded out, it's all been to the shortstop. So one down, Brendan Bobo, who's 1-2, the DH. Top of the sixth inning. And Bobo, well, looking, he started his day off with a base hit into left field. And then followed it up with a ground out to first. Meeks kicks high in the 0-1. Down low for a ball that brushes the dirt. And at the toe of Bobo. 1-1. One down. The count runs at one apiece. Meeks the lift high in the fire. Bobo hits a jam shot that drops into left field. So Bobo, a shallow, low fly ball, and gets in before Stefan is there to cut it off. So Bobo with a base hit, and much needed. He's 2-for-3. He's had a good day. So Orlando Lordoy, you wonder when he can start to get going, because yesterday had a big day. He's flown out to left and struck out as well. Meek serves, and Lordoy sees a strike looking. Top of the sixth inning. The 0-1 count. One down. As Lordoin fouls it off the top side of the bat into the netting. 0-2. One down. No balls, two strikes. Bobo at first. The 0-2. And a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. A diving Lewis is not able to make it there. As Lordoy finally shows up and gets a base hit. Lordoy to first, Bobo to second, and back-to-back base hits. Bobo clapping towards Lordoy. So Garrett Broussard, who's 0-2 with one down. And Broussard shows bunt, and it stops on the third base line. Staying fair in the throw from Meeks and gets Broussard down. But nonetheless, when you look at it, runners advance. Lordoy to second, Bobo to third. So Broussard did his job. And Jack Gervich, he's 2-for-2. Can he make it 3-for-3? A double and a base hit for him. Two outs. Runners at second and third. And first delivery in for a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike, two down. The 0-1, and a swing and a ground ball over to Lewis at second. Scoops it up low in the throw to first, but a run does not get home. So bottom of the sixth inning we go. Rafters still trail 6-1. Two hits for them, but they come up empty. We'll step away on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 79. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Clear skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth we go. 6-1 lead for the Growlers. Joey Winters will step in now. He's 0-2, the DH with an RBI and a strikeout. So looking in once more is Negrete, and the first delivery just low of the left corner. Ball and no strikes. Joey Winters struck out swinging, but had a ground out RBI. He sees the 1-0 and paints this ball left field side out of play. 1-1. The ball and a strike. bottom of the sixth. Can the Rafters look to hold Kalamazoo? And they're going to need offense. They've had seven hits. Once you look at that, but only one run. They haven't gotten guys home. That's been the big thing for them. Negrete, the third pitch, sweeps the dirt low and at the toe of Winters, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. A 2-1 count. Negrete, a swing and a ground ball over to Conniff at second. Shifts on over, scoops it up, and throws the first. That's the second time Winters has grounded out to second, but the first time was an RBI ground out. So, stepping in now is one down. No balls, no strikes. And the serve in to Mitchell goes in low. A 1-0 count. Luke Mitchell struck out swinging, flew out to center. He's 0-2. And Negrete, the delivery right down the plate. This time it's a changeup. 1-1. A ball and a strike with one down. Bottom of the sixth. Negrete the serve. And a swing and a ball skied in the air. Popped up towards Gervich, looking to track it down, and does. And that's a second out. So top of the order with Gavin Lewis Jr. It was 1-2, a walk, a hit, and he popped out the first. But he started his day off with a base hit and was able to get home for Kalamazoo. And he started off the scoring for the Growlers. As he swings and misses at a ball this time. Negrete's allowed three hits, two runs, a walk, but has acquired a strikeout. No balls, a strike, and the 0-1 just up above the zone. This time it's a ball, 1-1. A 1-1 count. And it goes low on the left corner for a ball. Two balls and a strike. And a 2-1 count. Coming set, setting and firing is Negrete. And it goes outside of a ball, 3-1. So two down, Rafters looking to go 1-2-3 here in this inning. And give more work for their offense. And a 3-1 and inside, but finds the strike zone. That looked way inside and at the ankle of Lewis Jr. Nonetheless, it comes in for a strike. The count runs full here, two down. And the payoff from Negrete, and this time it bounces in the dirt. So Lewis Jr. walked for the second time today. As Henry Godbout, 1-3. A base hit flown out to left, and he grounded out to short. So Godbout, a great shortstop for the Growlers. With a hit today, as he flies this out into the netting, 0-1. Godbout, the second Growler to cross home plate. He did so in the first inning. No balls, a strike, 0-1 count. Negrete tucks in the glove at his hip. The 0-1, a swing and a bouncer over to Degani, shifting on over and doesn't get it in time. And a base hit for Godbout. So now, Godbout to first, Lewis Jr. to second. Getting loud here in Kalamazoo. Fans showed out. A loyal fan base for the Growlers. And Jeter Ibarra leads a team in batting average. And also leads a team in on-base percentage. He's 1-for-3. And Negrete throws in outside for a ball. Looks like a balk here on Mekhi Negrete. Or, wow, that's interesting. So now the runners advance to second and third. Bottom of the sixth. Two down. And he's swinging a ground ball over to Conniff, who's shifting over to his right and fields it up in the glove. And the throw across his body to first for the third out. So Raptors looking to get some offense going, get in runs. More importantly, they trail 6-1. We head to the top of the seventh here from Homer Stryker Field.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Homer Stryker Field, Raptors down 6-1 as Anthony Gallison will lead off. So 7, 8, and 9 in the order. Gallison, Conniff, and Duffy. Gallison's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. As Meeks on the mound once more and throws in for a ball 1-0. And 1-0 count. Meeks will set in. This time it's a fastball up above the zone. So Meeks nearing his 90th pitch. He's gone 6 innings, allowed 7 hits, a run, but 6 strikeouts. So he lets up a good amount of hits, but also throws a lot of strikeouts. And the 2-0 just clips the right side of the zone. 2-1. So 2 balls a strike here on Anthony Gallison as he swings and hits a sharply hit ground ball over to Lewis at second and lobs it on over to first for once again another ground out. So Chris Conniff struck out swinging and then got a sac fly RBI. His second time up to bring home Gurevich. One down here, top of the seventh. And Meeks serves in. It's a strike this time. 0-1. No balls a strike with one down. And the 0-1 brushes the dirt in for a ball on the right corner, 1-1. 1-1 count with one down. And And the 1-1 in Nikonov, who fouls it left side. Once more into the bleachers down there. A ball and two strikes. Two away, the 1-2. Konoff hits it off the top side of the bat into the netting. And Chris Konoff, well, 0-for-1, but had that RBI. Batting a 275, he's got 20 RBIs now on the season. Another returning rafter, a solid all-around player. He'll see the 1-2 up and above the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On Chris Konoff, Mason Meeks sets high, winds and serves, and a swing and a ground ball once again to Lewis at second. Scoops it up and just a toss on over to first. An easy second out. So back-to-back ground outs. And Alex Duffy struck out swinging his first two times up.
Now batting, the catcher, Alex Duffy.
So it's Duffy 0-for-2. Can perhaps he start to get his day going, but it comes in for a strike. And the 0-1 to Duffy, as he turns his body and sees the ball, and goes above the zone. One away for Kalamazoo here, top of the seventh. Two straight ground outs, both to Lewis at second. And the 1-1, a swing and a miss inside. 1-2.
That's now 100 pitches for Mason Meeks.
Mason Meeks just hit his 100 pitch mark. This is a guy that definitely can go the distance. He certainly is right now. He's doing his job. The 1-2 home, and Duffy lines his ball in the right field that just pulls out on the first baseline. Good contact there from Alex Duffy. Wasn't able to see it fair. A 1-2 count with two down. And the 1-2 home to Duffy pops this outside again. A lot of foul balls today. There's been many on both sides. And a 1-2 count. Nonetheless, the step high for Meeks and just outside of the left corner for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two down. And deuces run across the board. Meeks the wind up, the 2-2 home. And Duffy flies this out. Fouled away. The count is at two apiece. Meeks again, and the fifth offering, and once more, Duffy hits it in the exact same spot in foul territory as he did on the last pitch. So staying alive in this count is Duffy, not going away so easily. Growler's looking to have a three up and three down inning. The 2-2 home, and down low of the zone for a ball. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Meeks up to his 107th pitch now. Here comes the payoff. He'll kick, and the 3-2 home. Duffy hits a high fly ball into right center. That drops before Tolley can get to it, and a base hit for Alex Duffy. on a full count, which he worked to get to. He stands on first. So Ty Johnson here, top of the order. Grounded out to second, a base hit and struck out swinging. As Meeks' day looks to be done, Cody Pijocki out there right now. And Meeks had a great day, 107 pitches in total, has allowed 8 hits, a run, and 6 strikeouts. So a new pitcher in store for the Growlers. But I'll tell you, Alex Duffy not going away so easily. The Raptors up to 8 hits now, though, and just haven't found any success bringing guys home. So it looks to be, I believe, he pitched yesterday. That is Aaron Robertson. So Robertson, the left-hander from Central Washington University, from Everett, Washington. So another Pacific Northwesterner. Yesterday against the Raptors, he went an inning and a strikeout. Aaron Robertson, heading into his junior season. He's only appeared in 2 games this season. Rockford back on July the 13th, where he went 2 innings, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, but also 2 strikeouts. So Robertson only an inning yesterday, so they're giving him more time to work and getting him more pitches. Kalamazoo in front 6-1. Alex Duffy at first. So really started to swing the bat better. He was down batting at like a 120 earlier this year, not too long ago. He's really started to just kind of find his rhythm and get hits in. Top of the 7th inning here. As warming up is Robertson. Ty Johnson grounded out to second. Got a base hit and struck out swinging. So he's 1-for-3. Perhaps the Raptors can get more runs or just stay alive here in the top of the 7th, because it was a ground out from Gallison and a ground out from Conniff. Duffy not going away so easily. He stands at first, so the catcher gets a hit. Robertson, the left-hander, looks at first and sets in, and it's a sidearm that paints the zone. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 2 down. And the 0-1 home, and Johnson misses low. And nonetheless, it comes in for a strike, 0-2. O-2 count with 2 down. Matt first is Duffy. Robertson checks over there now. Robertson looking for the 3rd strike and the 3rd out here in the top of the 7th. The 0-2 to Johnson. As coming after that is Mitchell. He had to shift to his left to stop that ball, because if not, Duffy was on his way to second. He stands at first. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 down. And the 1-2 home. And a swing and a bouncer. It goes over to the 3rd baseman in Springer, who lobs it on over to second. So Gabe Springer does his job. That's the 3rd out. We head to the bottom of the 7th on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Homer Stryker Field. Joey Fear with you on WFHR as the Rafters trail 6-1. So Kalamazoo has outhit Wisconsin Rapids 9-8. The only difference is it's been those timely hitting for Kalamazoo that has really lifted them into this lead. They took an early 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first, four runs in the third. Rafters got a run back in the fifth. So Makai Negrete back on the mound once more here in the seventh. So leading off for the Growlers, Gabe Springer, who made that play at third last time up in the top half of this inning to end the half inning. So the third baseman, 1-for-1 with a run, and he's drawn two walks. He's had a good day himself. He's got on base every time been up to bat. So Negrete against Springer. Six home runs in total. Springer, 36 RBIs, which leads the team. Kalamazoo has been in front this entire game. Negrete, the first pitch, and right down the plate for a strike. He's had 52 pitches now, allowed four hits, two runs, two walks, and a strikeout. And the 0-1 to Springer, who bounces this on the third baseline out of play. Five combined walks between the two pitchers of Graham and Negrete, and five strikeouts. They've given up nine hits in total, five from Graham, four from Negrete. So not one of their best days in the bullpen. But Negrete ahead in this count on Springer. The 0-2 home sliced away right field side. No balls, two strikes. No 2 count. The 0-2 home out and away for a ball, 1-2. The 1-2 home and a curveball that paints the right side of the zone. Going down is Springer. Not for the first time today, so a strikeout from Negrete. That's his second of this afternoon. So one down, Kaysen Taggart, He'll step in now out of Centralia College, and he swings and misses, loses his balance while doing so. So Taggart 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Negrete will come in set. He'll look and serve. The 0-1 foul backside behind home plate into the netting, 0-2. So bottom of the seventh. Two away. And Negrete in a two-strike count here. And the 0-2 just low of the zone. I thought that was going to be a strike, but it comes in for a ball, 1-2. So ball, two strikes, one down. Taggart looks in. He sees the 1-2 and bounces this out on the left field line just away. Mekhi Negrete, two strikeouts. He's given up four hits, though, and two runs. His worst inning was when he gave up that four-run inning in the bottom of the third. The 1-2 home, and a check swing, and the third base umpire said he did not fully come across. So the count runs at two apiece. And Negrete recorded a strikeout. It would be his third of the day, back-to-back ones. He'll see the 2-2 home, and a swing and a ball popped up away behind home plate. So Kaysen Taggart fighting in this count. Struck out 0 for 3. Out of Everett, Washington. Just a little bit north of the Seattle area. Taggart also went 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk this time. Count runs at 2-2. Negrete with his shoulder square, the long stare at home. The ball in his glove. A slow wind in the fire. And a foul ball right side once more. A lot of foul balls in this at-bat. Kaysen Taggart really working this. A 2-2 home and foul backside. And just goes, thanks to the netting and kind of in front of me. It's a grandstands, and then you have the roofing over top in the middle above the press box. But that ball was, look, that netting wasn't there. I think that possibly could have gone towards me. But fortunately, it was there in the 2-2 home, and a swing and a bouncer that pulls back. And Negrete here on his 14th pitch of this at bat. Kaysen Taggart just not going away. The 14th pitch of the inning, excuse me, not of the at, of the inning. The 2-2 and bounces low, and saying he caught it was Duffy, but going down swinging was Taggart. So two down, one away. As Anthony Stephon, 2 for 2 with a run and a 2 RBI day. He's walked as well. Stephon and Tolley have been responsible for 5 RBIs. 2 to Stephon, 3 to Tolley. So the 6 and 7 batters, I should say, have really come up big for Kalamazoo. And a first pitch low the left corner for a ball and a fastball that time, 1-0. The kick guy set in serve. And that goes way inside. Stephon has to back away, 2-0. Two-oh count with two down. Looking in is Negrete. Steps and serves, and a 2-0 swing and a ground ball shifting over to his left as Conniff fields it up in the glove and reaches and extends to throw over to first. Excellent play from Chris Conniff. We head to the top of the eighth. Raptors still down 6-1. We'll step aside on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning we go as Raptors looking to come back in this game. Still only 6-1 ball game. It's been scoreless for two innings. So Aaron Robertson on the mound once more on Jorge Degatti, who's 2-for-3. Degatti's been 0-for-3. As Robertson sets in the fastball this time. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. And Robertson serves in once more. Degatti slices this ball out on the right field side, running after it and making the catch in time as Ibarra. One down. Raptors have been down this entire game. They were down 2-0 in the first inning. Just not found a way to claw back. So, one down, Brendan Bobo's up 2-for-3 for him. Got two base hits and a ground out. As Robertson once again finds the strike zone, 0-1. No balls, a strike with two down. 0-1 count. And the 0-1 low for a ball, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 down. And the 1-1 home to Bobo, and a swing and a ground ball over to Lewis at second, and reaches out low to his left and grabs it and throws it. Easy play for Gavin Lewis. Many ground outs have gone his way this game. So Orlando Lordoy, the DH. No, the right fielder and the cleanup spot. So Bobo is the DH. Lordoy, he's 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Raptors down 6-1. Aaron Robertson searching for a 3-up and 3-down inning. As he goes in low, 4-ball, 1-0. Lordoy flew out to left. He struck out. And also got a base hit into right. And the 1-0 home. Outside four ball, 2-0. Two oh count. And Robertson, the third offering, and paints the zone for a strike, just barely. 2 balls, a strike now. Top of the eighth inning. Robertson, the 2-1, and brushes low at the knee of the catcher Mitchell. 3-1. Three balls, a strike, the 3-1, and Lordoy flies this out left field and out of play. Well, the scoreboard is full. Well, the pitch count is full. 3-2 with two down. Robertson looks in on the left-hander Lordoy. Lefty on lefty, the payoff. And a swing and a line drive that goes into left field. Slices in before Stephon can get to it. And Lordoy, his second hit of the day. Back-to-back days with at least two hits. He's 2-for-4 once more. So a great pickup for the Rafters. And Orlando Lordoy, the Panamanian. And Jack Gurevich. Oh, excuse me, Garrett Broussard will step in. Broussard grounded out to first to second. And then the pitcher as well. 0-1 count. Robertson. Kicks, winds, and fires as a flying out ball out and away. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 home, and a check swinging sign and a curveball. And goes low of the corner, 1-2. A 1-2 count with two down, and stealing second is Lordoy. The throw, the tag from Springer, and he gets him. Lordoy goes out and tried to steal, but nonetheless, we head to the bottom of the eighth, 6-1 lead for Kalamazoo.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher in store for the Rafters. Sydney Ferry, just down the road from Pawpaw, Michigan. So Ferry, kind of a homecoming for him as he's excited to be back in his home state, and rightfully so. Sidney Ferry has appeared in 13 games for the Raptors, a 1-0 record with a save, 14 in the third innings pitch. He's allowed 14 hits,